and now they've taken over the intersection of 14th and Broadway. What are you seeing?
Here's a little bit of what we just heard. After that rally ended, some people with a megaphone started saying, I can't just leave quietly. Here's how they rallied this crowd out into the street. And so as you can see, Brett, they're now filling the intersection of 14th and Broadway. A number of people have said in this crowd, I've heard a lot of people say, let's march to Fruitvale Station in honor of Oscar Grant.
This crowd is sort of moving quickly down toward the Lake Merritt area, and there are a lot of people, it feels like they're just coming out of the woodwork, running up to join the crowd, shouting justice for Oscar Grant. And this is exactly what police have been waiting for, too. They are filling up in an intersection in front of us, trying to probably control this procession in some way or direct it in another, point it in another direction. That is something that people here are looking toward. They are welcoming this confrontation with police tonight. Well, Brett, we took a big right turn on Madison. If officers were trying to keep this crowd away from the courthouse where some of the early proceedings for Johannes Messerli took place, they did exactly that. The entire march was diverted down Madison Street. Each time they see on the horizon a line of police in riot gear, they take a turn. So it's just a game of cat and mouse here on the streets of Oakland. There was an AC transit bus, Line 1, destination of Berkeley BART, that unfortunately got caught up in all of this. A couple of people ran up and smashed windows of that bus, so at least two or three of the windows were shattered. I saw passengers inside, including a young girl, crouch down, trying to stay out of sight and hopefully out of harm's way.
We seem to be at a point where a confrontation with police is possible. KGL's Jenna Lane is on the ground, and she has the latest. Jenna?
Chris, I'm standing at the corner of East 17th and 6th Avenue. This is the 1700 block of 6th Avenue where police have completely boxed in the protesters. I would say there are about 75 to 100, maybe more, left now. This is a totally small residential block. When people figured out that they were corralled in here by police and were concerned about getting arrested, they took off through several backyards, jumping over dumpsters and fences, people's cars. Residents were coming out of their homes onto their porches, chasing protesters down the steps, saying, you know, get off, get out of here. The people who are left are face-to-face with a line of police in riot gear. Several young black men in a dramatic and apparently spontaneous demonstration lay down in the street in front of these police with their hands behind their back, shouting, we are all Oscar Grant. At this point, there have been no arrests that I can see. Police are holding their ground. Protesters are holding theirs and saying, we all leave together if we leave. So there are a number of people now standing in the middle of this circle of police wondering, how do we get out if we want to follow orders and leave the crime scene? They're declaring again, this is a crime scene, you are all under arrest. They have said at least once, if you're in the media, can you, you know, get out now? I did go with some of the organizers of this demonstration, including Jabari Shaw. He's the president of the Laney College Black Student Union. And Jabari, what did you see as far as how we could take up the opportunity to get out of the crime scene?
They said it was an exit plan. I mean, but they didn't let us get out. As soon as we got to them, they said go to the middle. As soon as we got to the middle, they grabbed some people and detained them. So it's no way for us to get out.
Chris, I can tell you from the perspective of someone who was trapped inside this police perimeter on 6th Avenue that there were several dozen people, maybe 100 people, who spent a good 20 minutes, if not longer, in a standoff with police. Then, according to Oakland Police spokesman Jeff Thomason, who just spoke with some reporters out here, someone apparently threw rocks at police. That is what prompted, according to Thomason, the crime scene declaration. And he tells me it was not my imagination that the order to disperse and the crime scene declaration were simultaneous. So anyone who was inside that perimeter at the time of the crime scene declaration was automatically arrested. Although there was a brief opportunity for some reporters to get out, that was it. Pretty much everyone who was in there is being arrested now. He puts that number possibly around 100. He said that everyone is being taken into custody peacefully.